And if the pristine probable world was easy to access, then what would be its worth? Anything that comes too easy, people don't assign worth to it, do they?
No.
Is that true?
That's true.
And so sometimes humility, hard work, discipline, appreciation, setting goals, having forethought, and standing by your dream and having a dream, having a dream. And this has been a big Native American dream in the Western Hemisphere. Those in South America and North America have been converging very much at the end of the 20th and early 21st century, what you call indigenous elders, indigenous teachers, indigenous information keepers, timekeepers, etc. They have been comparing their stories, and they have been meeting and with the shamans from Siberia and people from the Polynesian islands and the aboriginals and, let's say, those who have kept the old ways from north to south and east to west. There's not an area that's been, let's say, segregated against. All of these people have shown that as you work for world peace, and as you search for world peace, that all of their stories, separated by time and geography, all their teachings are the same. They have different rites of initiation. They have different healing techniques. They understand orbs. They understand luminous beings. They may have different names for these things. But they have remembered ancient, ancient teachings. Sometimes they have no real knowledge of these teachings, of what they mean, but they repeat the teachings and pass them on. This is the time when the teachings unravel, when the teachings are unwrapped like a mummy that has been wound and wound and preserved across the lines of time. Something that has been, let's say, dormant, hidden away, buried. This is a time for all these things to come forward and to awaken. And so what they are learning is that in the now, it is all humanity's responsibility as individuals and as tribes, cultures, collectives, to create the future, to create a future or to meet the future by having a vision and a dream of it. And the one everyone looks for is where the air is clean, the waters are pristine, and everything is in peace and harmony. That has been the wisdom that has been passed down. And so many, many of the elders have been in despair for a long time when they look at the world and they see what is transpiring. They've held their vision for so long. Where is the pristine world? So that's what we are going to leave you with to think about on recess. Where is that pristine world? Of course, it is in your mind.
And please, on the second CD, could we do an energy exercise for the pristine probable world?
That's a very good suggestion. And we will absolutely do an energy exercise to walk into the pristine probable world. But for now, just remember that as there is fresh vitality in every moment, you are renewed, each of you, in every moment. Yes, it is a miracle extraordinaire that you look in the mirror and you look the same. But if you look closely, you'll notice you change from day to day. And you change by the way you feel. And your feelings are connected to memories. And memories are the stuff. They are the stuff of living on Earth. You think the stuff is sold at garage sales. And you go looking for stuff, whether you surf for stuff or drive for stuff. But the stuff of the library, is the memories of the insects, of the two-leggeds, the four-leggeds, the wingeds, the creatures, of all beings, the collective memories. And it's through those memories that you create a healing along the lines of time. And that healing somehow, sometimes, has to be experienced by you. Remember, trauma is stored in the soft tissue of the body. It does not make you a failure in any way. It means that things that are of importance to your collective stories can be stored in the body. And then when a pain arises or difficulty arises and you realize, well, I've got blocked energy in the body, it's the time to say, goody, goody. I can do something about this. I am releasing energy. How can I make myself comfortable? What's the significance of this? And I shall and will heal and move this energy forward. This is our best advice to all of you. All right? Mm-hmm. So, let's see. We remind you that this healing does not have to be understood intellectually. Just be present with how you feel. And even if no emotionality is landing some difficulty in your body, let your emotions lead the way and do your best to keep them in harmony. And as we said, don't blame others for how you feel. Take the responsibility back to yourself. Always speak from the I. It is, I have done this, I have energized this, I have felt this way. And when you do this, this is the way that you create the pristine, brilliant future. You understand?
Yeah.
All right, let's play a little bit of harmonica now to connect with that pristine, brilliant future. And on part two, we will do energy exercise to guide you there by visualization for, let's say, the path to open, for the mind to be electrified, for people to stand up to tyranny and not to throw it down, but to claim their freedom. To walk with peace, to walk with vitality, to walk with confidence, to walk with great agility, to feel the vitality of the universe flood through you in every moment, to feel the electrification of the multiverse, the gift, the true source of all energy and creativity. It is always, always looking for positive outcomes, for quality of life. And not in an endless search, but in a meaningful, meaningful act of creation. From the dream, from the desire, into reality. This is creativity. This is pristine. This is the new reality, the new abundance. This is difference. The key to that.